Occupy Wall Street protesters have called for a day of action all throughout the country, and we're told that in Lower Manhattan, the crowd is getting larger as every minute passes. Today is the two-month anniversary of the Occupy movement, and we're joined now from New York City's Zuccotti Park by WNYC producer Bridget Bergen. Good morning.
Hi, Celeste. Sorry, it's a little tough to hear you.
I bet. How large is the crowd, do you think?
You know, I was down here around 6:45, and there were only a few hundred people here. The crowd has really mushroomed since then. Right now, I'm actually on Cedar Street, and just east of Broadway, and the crowd is actually marching towards the stock exchange. The police presence has also increased, and at this point, police continue to yell at the protesters to encourage them to stay on the sidewalk, reminding them they don't have a parade permit.
Although I'm told, Bridget, that the protesters want to disrupt traffic, that they're trying to block access to Wall Street. Is that what you're hearing as well?
I have to tell you something that I couldn't actually hear your question. It's actually right now getting so loud because protesters are actively chanting and marching towards the stock exchange. They started out this morning with some organizers who were trying to get them to march in groups. Organizers, actually, I spoke to Mario Duarte Rodriguez. He's actually the head of union organizing for DC-37 here in New York, and he's been working with the Occupy Wall Street protesters, and they were trying to organize people to go in smaller groups to try and keep it somewhat organized. At this point, it's really just a large movement of people streaming up the sidewalk and police trying to keep the streets clear for people who are trying to get to work.
What is the plan for the marchers today? Are they just to march to Wall Street?
The plan is to start marching from Zuccotti Park, defend their base for, you know, a few months of Occupy Wall Street, and then take the march to the stock exchange. What protesters have been telling me this morning is that they want to go to the street that they say is responsible and has really brought them out to be part of this movement. Later today, they plan to then have different actions throughout the five boroughs. They're planning to do some actions on the subways, going to subway stations and getting on trains. And then they also plan to do another march at 5 p.m. near City Hall.
We're speaking with Bridget Bergen, producer for our co-producer, WNYC, and she is with the Occupy Wall Street protesters and the police there near New York's Zuccotti Park. Bridget, was this planned before the police cleared out Zuccotti Park, or is this something that happened after that?
This particular day of action is apparently something that the protesters had been planning well in advance of what took place on Tuesday, where police actually removed the encampment from Zuccotti Park. Today is marks the two-month anniversary of the start of this movement, and so there are apparently actions that are going to be planned not just here in New York, but in other parts of the country and also internationally.
That's Bridget Bergen. She's a producer with our co-producer, WNYC. She is covering the Occupy Wall Street protesters who are gathering in Lower Manhattan. Some estimates now put that well into the thousands for a day of action today. Bridget, thank you so much. Occupy Wall Street protesters around the country are marching in a day of action. In New York, they're trying to shut down trading on the stock exchange. Ilya Meretz is a reporter for our co-producer WNYC, and he's on Wall Street and Broadway now. Ilya, good morning.
Good morning.
We heard the crowd described as thousands. Is that what you're seeing?
No, I'm at Wall and Broadway, and I'm seeing actually no protesters at this point, at least from this vantage point. I understand they're a few blocks away. What I'm watching is a stream of commuters showing their photo IDs to get past a police barrier, those who don't have photo IDs or valid IDs are being turned away and asked to enter at another site.
So are you hearing from any of these people who are trying to get to work? I have to assume that they're irritated with having to go through extra steps to get to their jobs.
I guess, but they're also kind of accustomed to this sort of hassle. As you know, the stock exchange already has permanent barriers around it, and then usually there's also movable barriers. Today, there are an additional two or three layers of metal surrounding the exchange, and thousands of people work inside, but I think they're somewhat habituated to it. I kind of noticed that they pull out their work IDs with a great deal of ease, most of these folks. And so the one or two who got turned away because they couldn't get into their gym or something, well, you know, they take it in stride.
That's Ilya Meretz, reporter for our co-producer WNYC. He's on Wall Street and Broadway now. Thank you so much, Ilya.
Sure.
Take a look at our other top stories that we're following now at a quarter past the hour. Occupy Wall Street protesters are making their presence felt in Lower Manhattan right now. Protesters are trying to disrupt the New York Stock Exchange. WNYC radio producer Bridget Bergen is there. Bridget, how successful are they at disrupting the traders?
Well, right now, I think it's hard for the traders at least to get to the exchange. I'm at the intersection of Exchange and William Street, where protesters have sat down in the middle of the street, and they're using what they call their people's microphone to tell stories. And at the same time, there are a lot of folks who work in the financial district who are trying to get advice from police officers about how to get to their building. Each intersection throughout the financial district is barricaded, so movement is really difficult down here.
All right. But, Bridget, how long are they expected? Is this a kind of sit-in where they're going to stay all day while trading goes on, or are they planning to move to a different location eventually?
There are actually a series of actions that are planned throughout the day. From here, they plan to do another event at 3 p.m. on subway stations in all five boroughs, and then at 5 p.m., there's another protest planned for Foley Square. In terms of how long they'll be at the stock exchange, it's hard to tell. The opening bell at 9:30 will be a pretty good indication if they're still here after that.
And how many people do you think are there?
In the area that I am right now, there are several hundred, but there are protests that have fanned out onto streets throughout the financial district. As I mentioned, each intersection has barricades and police officers. So, you know, if you're trying to get from Broadway to Exchange Place, it's a difficult walk, and it's not an easy day to get to work.
Bridget Bergen, who's a radio producer for our co-producer, WNYC, she's joined us live from close to the New York Stock Exchange. We're going to return to the Occupy Wall Street protesters. They're responding to the efforts recently over the past few days or so to break up their camps at many cities around the country. Here in New York, it's a day of action. Hundreds of protesters, perhaps thousands if you add them all up, are trying to disrupt the New York Stock Exchange. WNYC producer Bridget Bergen is there and now joins us live. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning.
I understand that there's actually a number of arrests going forward. Is that what you're seeing?
I have seen at least three people that were pulled in, that were taken into custody. There's certainly been reports of more of them, but I witnessed at least three people who were taken in handcuffs, walked to the police van. They were their bags were searched, their bags were taken away, and there were a lot of questions from onlookers about why they were arrested, and that was not clear.
Well, what's the goal of the protests today? To disrupt the traders?
What the protests have been talking about this morning was to delay the opening bell and to interrupt what was happening at the stock exchange. At one point, they were talking, there was a message to this group saying that the bell had been delayed, which, as most people know, is not true. The bell was on time. But part of what they're doing, I think, as a group, is they're reading social media just live to the group, and they're trying to keep themselves motivated to stay out here. A lot of people are sharing their own stories about why they're here. But as the movement has been since its beginning, you know, the reason for one person is not necessarily the reason for another person. So at this point, they're just trying to, they're still here. I'm at Exchange and William Street. There are folks who have still remained in this intersection. They were doing a sit-in at one point. Now
right.
They're standing up and exchanging stories.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of tension between both the protesters and the people who are trying to move around them.
Okay, that's Bridget Bergen. She's a producer with our co-producer, WNYC, reporting on the Occupy Wall Street protesters. You're listening to The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.